But right now, I sort of want to talk to you guys about something that is, you know, being in business now for quite a bit of time and working with other business people, I see patterns, and they're patterns of success and patterns of failure. So basically, you get an opportunity to talk to someone for a short space of time, you ask them a few key questions, and you basically get an indication of what the outcome is going to be for them, 12 months, 3 months, 5 years down the track. And it all comes about this one word of taking action. Like Adam said, failure is actually a really important part of business. And it's not, to make it really clear, it's not avoiding failure is an important part of business. Failure is an important part of business. All right, but I still feel that as entrepreneurs, sometimes we're a little bit scared of taking action and doing things. When I think the real secret is in taking action, messing it up and doing it again. All right, some of the best stories, well, some of the only stories I will ever share with you, do you reckon they're the ones of us flying high and killing it and pulling off the big deal and doing the good things? Or are they the ones where it didn't work out so great and we lost money, but we fought back? They're the stories we share because they're the inspiring stories. They're the stories that I feel gives me the ability to stand up here in front of you guys and share with you what I know, because I've been through it. I literally feel like I can sit down with most business owners and feel like I understand exactly where they are right now, whether it's good and whether it's bad, whether it's ugly. I feel like I know exactly the way you feel, whether you're scared, whether you're excited, all right? But that's going through the whole things that we've gone through. And they're never easy when you're going through them, but when you come out the other side, that's the key. So I just want to share with you very quickly. I mean, some of you have heard this, but I just want to give you, once again, a very, very brief background of what we do in the other side of our business world. Obviously, you see Breakthrough for Business and you see the Academy, but we've got another side of our business, which is Dixon Clothing Group, which I've had for 14 years this July. Okay, we've got, so we started out as Dixon Sports, but then as we grew, we became the Dixon Clothing Group. We started our first brand, which was Number 10 Teamwear. All right, we started Number 10 Teamwear, I think a little over 12 years ago, because we wanted to differentiate ourselves in the marketplace. All right, at the time, we were selling uniforms just like everybody else was off the shelf. Okay, so whether it was Umbro, Nike, Lotto back then, all right, someone would come to me, they'd ask for a price, they'd get it and say thanks, then they'd go down the road to the next sports store and ask for the same thing. There was no difference. All it was how much money can we save? Then they'd go and get their price from them, they'd say Dixon Sports was X amount, and they said, okay, we'll do it for this amount. And they'll say, great, and then they'll come back to me and say, you know how you gave me that price? I got a better price over here. So can you match it or do better? So all of a sudden, we're having a race to the bottom. How little money are you prepared to make? Does anybody else feel like that in their business at the moment? A little bit? It's just about price. So we need to be doing things differently, right? And that's easier said than it is done. And you have to try and fail, try and fail. Like Adam said, 80% of the things you do will not work in marketing. But that's the key. People don't try it because they're so scared of that failure, that 80%. What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on that 80% or you're thinking of the 20%? Which one is it? You're focusing on the 20. Does anybody else just think about the 80%? Are you thinking about how much money can I lose or how much money will I lose if I do that? Or are you thinking about how much money will I make if this goes well? Right, I feel that's the way we need to think. Yeah. That's why we created Number 10 Teamwear. And it's Number 10 Teamwear because I always wanted to be Number 10. And I'm, you know, a little bit of a sook sometimes. If I was playing soccer even as an old fella and I didn't get Number 10, hands on heads. I want to be Number 10. You're not Number 10. I want to be Number 10. Wasn't that bad, but I think you know what I mean. Always my favourite number. And that's why I became Number 10 Teamwear. We've diversified into Dixon School uniforms, so we sort of went, we make uniforms, so what else can we do? That's where this all came about. We make a product, who else can we serve with that product? All right, so we weren't actually changing what we were making, we were changing our target audience of who we were selling it to and just rebranding it a little bit differently to expand the potential clients. And then we launched AirX Teamwear 4 years ago. 3 years ago. About 3 years ago. The only reason I know it couldn't be 4 years ago because my youngest daughter is Ruby. And the reason it is AirX is because our eldest is Amelia, our middle is Isaac, and our youngest is Ruby. So we've used the first initial from all three names to give us AirX. We sell AirX Teamwear all around the world. So even today, I'm getting emails of people who are ordering things online, which I don't have to touch. If I have to have too big a part in any of this, it doesn't work. I can't stand here in front of you guys with a microphone in my hand because I have to physically touch the different moving parts of these businesses, these different brands. All right? I was actually reluctant to share this with you because when I looked at it, I thought, gosh, that's a lot. And I don't want you to think that I'm doing lots of little things because then that can dilute the service that you give to your customers. But the reason I did want to share it with you is because across all of those brands and all of those businesses, we still have the same level of customer service. It's just that I don't have to do it. That is the key. But these were all ideas. These were all ideas I had that I took action on. So we also do breakthrough for business. So now we leave that and we put Dixon Clothing Group and its brands over there. We've got breakthrough for business now as well. All right? We've got, I think, 15 or so VIP clients who I work closely with to help them grow their businesses. And that is my passion. That's what I love to do. But once again, this just came out of an idea of me, well, I think it was 2010, I got Young Business Person of the Year. And we also got Retail Wholesale Business of the Year award as well. All right, so I had people coming and knocking on my door saying, can you teach us a little bit about what you know? All right, if I was doing it one-on-one, I can only help one person. So I thought, well, we're going to do it one-to-group. I worked with a great guy by the name of Taki Moore, who Adam spoke about as well, who helped me do that. From a coaching perspective. Yeah. So then we've got Breakthrough for Business. Now we've also got another thing called the Academy. This is an online, this is actually what you're seeing here. Okay, so the reason reason I started Breakthrough for Business was that I wanted to help people and I wanted to do it in a scalable way. Okay? Reason I created the Academy was that I still felt that our reach wasn't enough, that by having something that was online, we actually had the ability to touch more people's lives. Because everything you see, so that record, that talk that Adam just did, the talks that you'll see these 2 days will all go into the Academy so that you can go back and watch them again. You've got the privilege of being able to see it here live, but there's now people all around the world who are going to have access to that video through the Academy. And that was why I created it, so we can touch more people's lives. Now, I shared the story with our VIP members about how I started the Academy. I was sitting in a cafe thinking about that one problem and how I can get out to more people. And I started scribbling just on paper. And I was just designing a website. And that's how I came up with it. It was an idea that I had. And then having access to the right people brought that idea to life. Because do you think that I can create a website? No, not a chance. Gosh, if only you knew. If only you knew. I've got the ideas and then I just palm it off. I want to do that, I want to do that. I actually had a really difficult conversation with our team in the Philippines, our ninjas. Once again, I'm not really sure I should be sharing this, but I'm going to. And I tell my guys, you need to be really honest with me. Which you know, I sort of say that, but I don't really want them to be at the same time. Just sugarcoat it. Give me the honest bit, but really make it light. But they didn't. And they said, you're really close-minded and stubborn. And it upsets us. Okay, I'll take it on the chin. Fair enough. I said, what do you mean? Because I want to be able to communicate with them better. What do you mean when you say that? Can you please give me an example? They say that every time you ask us to do something and we come back and we tell you it can't be done, you always say to us, yes, it can. Go back and try another way. You don't listen to us. All right, I'll take that on board. And I appreciate that. But then I did also say, can you give me some examples of things that we have tried where I've said to you, no, I want you to go back and try another way. Has there ever been one time that I've ever said that to you that we have not ever got the outcome that I wanted? Remember we did this. Remember we did that. All these things I started rattling off. And they're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we did that as well. Yep. Right. So we're pushing against. That was one of the things. They were pushing against me. They didn't like the way that I would always challenge them. But I will, if you want an outcome, you've just got to keep persisting and persisting until you get that solution that you want. And that's what we did with the academy. And even Adam had some examples of either people or brands that are doing this. Like Elon Musk is a classic for Tesla, for his SpaceX program, sending rockets up into space. They always said to him, it can't be done, it can't be done. He's gone and found ways for it to be done. PayPal. Then you've got Airbnb. Always thinking about different things. So the reason I want to share this with you is because the academy was just an idea. But now it's become real. We've signed a partnership with business enterprise centres around Australia who've got access to a database of 600,000 small businesses around Australia. That's one. That is one. We're talking to franchise groups who could help us. That's another one. It all comes from one idea. So my challenge for you guys now is, what's your next idea? We have to do it differently. We have to change our perspective and stop doing what we do day in and day out, because that is not where the gold is. That is you giving yourself a job. That is you working. All right, I had a really fantastic conversation with a guy by the name of Matt Bailey, who's not here today. But same sort of thing. Frustration with his business because he was busy, but he felt like he wasn't making any forward progress. He was busy though. As entrepreneurs, I feel like we've got this drive within us and we come up with ideas. It's just that when we have one or two or three, then we get busy doing them. So I just want to spend 3 minutes, Megs, if we can, please, just thinking about what's your next big idea. And I don't want you to think, I can't remember who told me this, but don't think it, just blink it. Just make it happen. Just write down whatever comes into your mind. Just think about a problem that's happening in your industry, in your business. Think about the problem and just write it down. And then let's just come up with some quick fire solutions. Every one of these could be absolutely wrong. It does not matter. What we're doing is try to engage a different part of your brain, that creative part. All right, so we're going to go 3 minutes, starting now. One idea. One. It takes one idea. And how long do we take out of each week to think about that one idea? How many weeks in a year do we do it? Just for 1 hour, we don't do it. All right? So right now, just keep writing. What's slowing you down or getting in your way or just stopping you from making that dream a reality? What is it? Think maybe you've had a different idea to what you've just written down. We've all had ideas in the past. What was it that stopped you from actually getting that idea out into the world, out into the universe to see if that was your one idea? Just yell them out. What were they? What was stopping you from bringing that idea out into the world? Time, big one. What else? Work, making money, life, cash flow. Yep. What else? Does it cost a lot of money to bring your idea into the world sometimes? Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Maybe. What else? Fear of failure. Yep. Good one. We're going to kick them on. Procrastination. Yep. Why do you procrastinate, though? Because you're scared. What else? Pardon? Fear of failure. Yeah. Yep. I don't want to do it because I don't know if it's going to work. But it's something you can control. When you don't do it, you get to stay in that little comfort zone that you just do stuff. Don't have to scare yourself. Fear, such a big word. What else? It might not be perfect. Used to be like that, not anymore. What about the technical ability to actually go ahead and do it? Skills. That's a big one. If I knew the right team around you, if I knew how to do that thing, I would go out and do it. And that is actually the reason I want to talk to you guys about these things called ideas. Because the way I do things, and I want to share with you what my sort of life looks like. And that's nothing compared to the three children that I've got at home. You can take those brands and businesses and whatever else, but you chuck those three little rugrats into the mixer, I'm not thinking about anything else. 8, 5, and 2. I never knew the definition of anarchy until I had three children. But there are no rules. I've got a dog as well and a cat. I got a dog recently just because it wasn't hard enough. The three kids ask me, yeah, I want a dog. You're going to get worn down. Right. The reason sometimes our ideas don't come into the universe is because lack of time, lack of skills, lack of knowledge, fear of failure. But I think we can all agree that if we don't go ahead and get our ideas out there and do something with them, then we're just going to continue doing the same thing that we've always done, which the danger is that somebody else is going to get that idea out there before you do. So we need to change that. So this is the Academy. Really proud of this, and we are doing some wonderful things with it behind the scenes, right? Working really hard with partnerships and talking to the right people with my target audience. Small business people, employees between 0 and 5. All right, we're just plugging away in the background. But I wasn't happy with the layout of the Academy up until about 3-4 weeks ago. So I said to our team in the Philippines, which is the VA Ninja team, I said, I want to change it. I want to look like this. And they said, oh, we've just finished building it. And I said, I understand that, but I want it to look like this. Delegate idea. I didn't like it. I didn't think it was clunky. And I didn't just run smoothly. So the idea is, once you have an idea, get it out of your head, give it to someone else to do. That's the key. So now we have it looking a little bit like this. We've got all the videos looking really schmick, so it's really easy to navigate. Got all our processes, so what do you need help with? If you guys want a 30-day trial to go into the Academy, all the VIP guys have access to it as part of their program. But if you guys want 30 days to go in there and have a look around, you can certainly do that. We've got all of our videos from every one of our events all put in the nice categories where they're supposed to be. Really classy. Recognize his crocodile? That's Adam Soden, who was just here. That's from back in 2014 when he was here. All right, really easy to use. The usability of the Academy now is 100 times better than what it was. If I had to do it myself, it never would have become a reality because I just don't have the skills to do it. And I wouldn't have been prepared to pay a team here in Australia to do it. It would have cost me tens and tens of thousands of dollars. Yep. Same thing with RX Teamwear. I had an idea that we need people to be able to design their uniforms online. So we created this designer so people can go online and design their own uniforms. We sell RX Teamwear all around the world. People send us their designs from all around the world. We make them offshore in Asia. We send them directly to them. I don't even touch them. I don't do the quotes. I don't do the designs. I just keep an overview. Make sure I got the finger on the pulse because we all know what happens when you don't. Actually tried that. That doesn't work. Don't do that. But this is what Eric's teamwear is. That's how it works. But it all came from one idea. That's how we make money. All right? And I think my philosophy on wealth is having multiple income streams. It just doesn't come from Dixon Clothing Group. It comes from different areas. And so then I said to the guys in the Philippines, our VA Ninja team, I said, we're not capturing enough people's details from the website. So we created an opt-in box, well, a lead magnet, something where people would download it. They would give us their first name and email, and then we would send it off to them. There's a thank you video. All I had to do was the thank you video and write down a few ideas down, and they did all the work for me. I had an idea. Now we get about between 25 to maybe 35 new leads every single week into our database. That might not be a lot for some people, but it's decent. The new qualified leads, when we average between sort of $8,000 and $10,000 for a sale, it's decent. But once again, it was an idea that I had. I gave it to someone else to do. They did it, and now it's done. And now it's doing what it intended to do. That's our VA Ninja team. See this stuff here. So that's all this stuff here. Leone took this to the Hello World Franchise Council. Thank you, ladies. With representatives from all around the country. I think we agreed on Thursday that it was going to be done. You needed it for Tuesday. I had the ninjas design this up for me in one day. And then I got it to the printers. That potentially is worth 75 grand. If we have four 1,500 franchise groups come on into the academy, that's potentially worth 75 grand a year through this brochure. Through me having the idea and then getting some ideas down and getting someone else to do it. Have you guys seen that? Yeah? Pretty good, eh? I don't know. I was really proud of it. Yeah, it's good. Thanks, Johnny. I think it's pretty solid as well. Yeah. So basically, I'm going to give... So I do think that's pretty good. Your little kid going there. So what? You think that's good? What I'm trying to do is share with you guys the way that I do business is I come up with the ideas. I spend the time. Just 2 hours a week, I sit down and I think strategically about what I do in my business. Someone who does it very well is Karen. Karen's one of our VIP members, and she just delegates tasks for fun to the ninjas. Currently creating an online program for HR. How much of that are you doing? You come up with the ideas? And they break it all down. So it's just an idea. Get it out of your head. Give it to someone else to do. Okay? So I'm going to have a challenge. I'm going to accept a challenge from someone. Today, give me something to do. Give me something to give to our ninjas today, and I'll have it done for you tomorrow. For your business. It could be a lead magnet. It can be a Facebook ad. It can be an idea that you've got that you've written down. The reason I want to do this is because I want to show you how effective they can be. So give it to me. The way we're going to do it, I'm going to show you how I do it, normally with an A4 piece of paper. I'll sit in a cafe and I'll draw up a diagram, take a photo of it and send it through. So who wants to create a Facebook ad for your business? You want to create a Facebook ad? Oh, you can? Yeah, do you want to? Yeah, you don't have to. Do you want to do it? Okay. How good are you at drawing? Okay, probably better than me. All right, do you want to come up? All right, round of applause. So basically just design what you want. If we're going to do a Facebook ad. So did you have some ideas then?
I made it really hard for you.
That's good. Interior design. Have you done any promotions or marketing things in the past?
Yeah.
What were they around? Okay.
Three of the top designers in Australia. That was last week.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And how did you promote that?
Facebook.
You created your ads?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to do another one of those? Or we can do something different? Okay. What's another prize you can give away? What would be a good... Okay, we're not going to do that.
Maybe something that I would like to be more known for is our full home design service that we offer.
Okay.
So something around that.
All right, a full home design, okay. So maybe just draw a square where we're going to do the Facebook ad.
Do you specialise in anything or just general
interior design? So we do kitchens, bathrooms,
full home
renovation and build.
Yeah. All right, so we need very little words because it's going to be a Facebook ad. We need something to be, what's a good image we would use?
Like an actual photograph image.
Yeah.
Any of our past projects.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, I'll leave that off you.
Yes.
You can email that to me? Yeah. Okay, let's do that. What sort of words are we going to put on? This is a pretty easy one too.
Stylish.
Have you got a catchphrase? Yeah. A catchphrase?
All things interior design.
All things interior design. What's
your
offer? Yeah.
I think we're the best in the business, so that's our number one.
Okay.
All right, so my challenge with marketing, anything you do in marketing, if you can put your slogan or your whatever it is, catchphrase, and put somebody else's logo on that bit of marketing material, yeah. And if that still makes sense, we haven't differentiated ourselves enough away from what somebody else could be doing. So we've got the best service in town. Is a little bit too generic, and anybody can sort of say that as well. Yeah. Or we're the number one, that's subjective to, So what do you do really well, all right? Stay with it.
What we do really well is our quality.
Okay.
Attention to detail is the highest subject.
All right, what was your, so is there some sort of emotion or is there a feeling when people get when they see their, or see their sort of idea come to life? So maybe something like, let us enhance your lifestyle. Something like that? All right, let's do that. Yeah, just do it anyway.
So how many clients do you get that say, can you do our entire class?
As I was just explaining to Luke over lunch, we signed the full home in Stanwell Park last week and also in Victory yesterday, and I've got a big reno down in Kiama.
So
for four homes, just four homes, or maybe each home set. Yeah. And the rest is either kitchen, bathroom, or interior decorating, which is like colours and...
Okay. All right, great. So if you can email me, have you got your logo and an image you can email me? Cool. All right, let's do that. What we're really talking about is speed of implementation. All right? Something from idea into actually something physical where you can actually use it. So if you do that for me now, I reckon I'll even have it for you by this afternoon. All right, thank you. Yeah, why not? Round of applause. All right, this is what we need to get done. You need to think strategically about your business and the ideas that will make the biggest difference. Johnny, I think about you a lot with your ideas with this new garden center. I think that one idea will revolutionize. Because you've got no competitors down there, you'll have people running through your door. Johnny's building a garden center down in Nowra. It's going to have a cafe and it's going to have a real experience to it. All right. But it takes literally one idea to really nail that. But I think you're going to need eight ideas before you get the gun, the one that you nail and go, yes, that was it. All right. But we need to get it done. I don't think if we don't do the eight, how are we going to get to the ninth and tenth? You know what I mean? All right. So if you come up with something, let me know. Give it to me and I'll do that as well. All right. Great. Thanks for listening. I mean, I just want to share with you guys the progress we have made in business is all about getting things out of our heads and giving it on to people who have got the skills and ability to make it happen. We cannot be everything in our business. It is literally impossible to be a web developer, a graphic designer, an entrepreneur, come up with your ideas, be the technician. It's too much. We end up going round in circles like a dog chasing its tail.
That's how I feel this week.
Yeah. I've been there. I know exactly what it's like.
You just gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just have the confidence in them to do it. Back then. Yeah. Especially with the ninjas. I mean, when you get a team of people like we've handpicked and we've grown our team in the Philippines, so we are looking for actual more VIP members to actually use our VAs. There's a team of skilled people there just waiting for work. Give it to them. All right? Okay, so Sarah, I'm going to look. Yes.
For example, our banner we just had named
Yes, the Bike Travel Expert.
The ninjas did that.
The ninjas did that, yeah. So that one that Larry could see, they did Karen's and they did mine as well. So the only one they didn't do was the Creative Visions one. And once again, it was a scribble down on paper. I said to him, listen, I need a banner design done. I actually want three designs done. I drew up a long portrait type box and I just sort of typed in the letters and I said, just do that and get it done. And give me three versions of it. Perfect. Yeah, so fantastic. So our team in the Philippines have actually helped Leone and Julie with the branding of their business, which is huge. So they're there, use them. Okay, so we're going to use this as an example. We might even see if there's something else, Sarah, that we can maybe create in that, maybe a signature as well for your emails, things like that. I don't know. You send me the information, I'll have a look at it, and then I'll talk to the guys about it. All right, but yeah, like I said, we are taking on more VIP members to utilize the ninjas. So if you're interested, you can talk to me at afternoon tea about that. All right, any questions about that journey that I've been on or the whole concept of ideas being the secret sauce? Johnny.
I just had an idea of coming up with like 8 or 9 different catchphrases.
Yep.
Can we put it to the room and just see from a general leverage on who's in the room, what's a good kind of catchphrase for that kind of business?
No. Write them down on a separate piece of paper, give them to me, and we'll get the ninjas to do up some ads. And then tomorrow we'll show all the ads and then they can vote on them. So they can actually see the catchphrases on an image. All right? Done. Better idea? Is that a better idea?
Let's go for a quick reference with catchphrases.
Let's write them down. Write them down. Because I think once you see them up in lights, let everybody look at them. Is that cool? All right. All right, you guys good? Okay, stand up for a second. What was the one big takeaway you took from that? Implementation, what else? It just takes one, not delegation, but it only takes one idea. You are literally one idea away from where you want to be in your business. But it will never happen if you don't get it out of your head and into the hands of someone who can actually make it happen for you.